Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is April 5th on a Friday, and I'm actually not driving. This is called the walk now, because I'm on a walk, and this last week we haven't really got much family time, so the first half of this Friday, we organized it to where we can have family time, and also it's my rest day from the gym, so, but like, my wife said this morning, I'm a restless man. So I was like, should I go get donuts? Should I go get coffee? She's like, go on a walk. So good advice. I am on a walk right now. And it's nice and crisp and cool out here. Such a clear day. Such a beautiful day. But so it's different. So if I'm breathing hard, I'm okay. Don't worry. I'm just walking around the neighborhood. And that was a dog. So you'll hear dogs in the background too. Hey, don't get mad at me, dude. Okay. So, let me just read you these couple verses. You know, we've been going over the parables of Jesus, and I'm just going to read these couple verses to you. One sec, let me get them on my phone. Okay, so it says, all these things Jesus said to the crowd in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundations of the world. I love this. I mean, the best way I remember parables, like, what is a parable? It's an earthly, practical, relatable, essential story that illustrates a spiritual truth. That's a parable. And these aren't riddles, you know. Some people that don't understand go, oh, the parable, riddle, he's trying to get you to guess. No, he's trying to make things clear. And that's what parables do. They relate to the people of the first century, the Middle East at that time, so that they can understand the spiritual things, right? The practical things, so that they can understand spiritual truths. Because the thing is, you know, Jesus wasn't trying to trick people. He wasn't trying to get them to guess what he was talking about. Who has the right answer? It wasn't like charades. You know, he wanted them to know. He wanted them to understand. He wanted them to get it so that they would grasp it, believe it, and walk in the truth. And that's a beautiful thing. It's so, if you look at spiritual things, if you look at biblical things, it's so, in a sense, simple. And people kind of equate this. Unbelievers often equate this to being narrow-minded, but the way of the Lord is a narrow way, right? And so that doesn't mean we're narrow-minded as Christians. It just means God made it simple for us. There's one way between God and man, and that's a man, Christ Jesus. There's one mediator. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So I always see it. I don't see it as being narrow-minded. You only believe, you have to, you know, trust in Christ for salvation. And it's not narrow-minded. It's just God made it easy for us. And I love that. And I really appreciate that. I mean, we are equated to sheep in the Bible. And sheep are not the smartest. Sheep need a shepherd. Without a shepherd, sheep will walk off a cliff. They'll walk into a body of water and drown themselves. They'll fall over and literally they can't get back up, you know. They need a shepherd. Without a shepherd, they wander, they stray, they walk away. And so we're likened to sheep in the Bible, and we need our good shepherd. Psalm 23 is a good illustration of that. But Jesus spoke in parables to the crowds. He wanted them to understand truth. He wasn't trying to hide it from them. There was a time in church history where the mass or whatever, like the church, they said, well, you don't need to look at the Bible yourself. You don't need to understand these things. You just listen to us. We'll tell you. And so it was discouraged to look at the Bible yourself. But then there was all kinds of manipulation and deceit and extortion of the people. But then the Bible's translated into German, and the German people, and it was mass produced. And the people started learning themselves and digging in themselves and understanding themselves. Because we have one mediator, and that's Jesus. And the Holy Spirit gives us guidance and clarity when we search the scriptures, right? And so it's a beautiful thing. The Lord wants us to understand truth. He's never trying to trick us. He wants us to understand the simple truths. And we're always learning, right? Like, think about the Apostle Paul in the Roman prison at the end of his life. He still requested his scrolls and parchments. Like, he still wanted the scriptures, but he also still wanted to read and to learn and to grow. Even though at this point, he most likely knew his time was almost up. We're so blessed here in America to have a Bible. And many of us have, like, I don't know, 5 to 10 Bibles, study Bibles, archaeological Bibles, commentaries. You know, we have unlimited, it seems like unlimited supply. We have podcasts, we have devotionals, we have all these things, right? And I love all these things, and I use all these things. But I always hone in on the Word of God primarily. Like, if I had the Word, a commentary, and a devotional, put to the side, because I only have 10 minutes, I'm getting into the Word. And that's what we get to do as believers, to hear and to understand, and then to live out, right? And it's a beautiful, wonderful way in which the Lord created it. We're not just hearers of the Word only, we're doers, like James says, right? Like Ezekiel, we eat the Word. We hunger for it. It's like sweet. It's like honey. It's like nutrients for the physical body is the Word of God spiritually. It keeps us healthy. It keeps us honed in to what's important in life. And, you know, that's one of the reasons for this podcast. I don't even remember when I started it, but I think there's like 1,200 episodes. I just try to do it every day because, you know, after I read the Word and God impresses things on my heart, I need to talk about it. Like, don't get me wrong, I seek the Lord and pray about it, but it's just like burning in my heart. I can't keep it to my, I don't want to keep it to myself, right? And so this is a way that I can reiterate the scripture and bring encouragement to my heart and hopefully your hearts as well. But I mean, we are designed to share the Word and to make it understandable to people and do what we can to make it less intimidating for people, because people are fearful. They don't want to look in the Word because they're like, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I'm, you know, it's like going to church. People are afraid to go to church because they feel like they need to get more, they need to get better. They need to be more holy. They need to get things. No, come to church broken with all your mess and junk and stuff, and then God will do the refining. Same with the Word. Open the Word. You don't have to wait till you attain some level of anything. It's like, open the Word, dig in, and the Holy Spirit will give you understanding. And if we have opportunity, share the Word with people who don't understand it and do what we can to make it understandable so that they can be in awe of who God is and also of what He's done. So parables are important. I love parables. You know, Jesus wanted people to understand so they know the truth and the truth would set them free. Well, God bless you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. Hopefully I'm not breathing too hard as I'm walking around the neighborhood, but we'll talk to you guys soon. Have a blessed day. Love you guys. Praying for you guys.